I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are no longer a minority in Mosul, Iraq. The population's been exiled from modern-day Nineveh. President of Sat7 USA, Rex Rogers, says this isn't just a Christian issue.
Other Arabs who are moderate, perhaps in their religious persuasion, they're also seeing that extremism is dangerous to them. They begin to question their own religious perspectives, and they're open then to new ideas.
$20 helps 20 people hear about Jesus for a year. Invest in Sat7 through a link at our website. Next, ever been part of a team that clicked so well it was almost supernatural? Well, we spoke with Steve Edmondson of Starfish. Their team with partners in Haiti pretty much is supernatural. It's guided by God.
The National Wesleyan Church of Haiti and also the organization WISH and Starfish have come together in collaboration, and we have made the steps forward to develop an agricultural research and training teaching garden.
Their shared vision is Jesus. Pray for Starfish and partners' discernment in following God's guidance. And rock, paper, scissors. We all remember playing that game as kids, right? Well, it's also a teaching method. China Partner explains in full at our website. It's one method the group is using when teaching lay pastors and church leaders about discipleship. Many leaders understand small group studies, but don't know how to use them to make disciples. Pray China Partner's training sinks in and helps the leaders turn nominal Christians into disciples. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some tough stuff right now? Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7 to help you understand why. It's yours by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org to request yours. I'm Greg Yoder.